When you go to your local library, you might expect to pick up the latest beach read or get some internet time on a computer. But how about a dose of naloxone, the opioid reversal drug? Well, looks like our region might be home to the first library in the country to keep this drug behind the counter. The Mountain West News Bureau's Eric Newman reports.
At the West Jordan Library outside Salt Lake City, Peter Sadler is stabbing an orange with a syringe.
So try to be as calm and collected as you can, and then gently just place the needle in the orange and then inject the fluid.
Sadler works with Utah Naloxone, a nonprofit that teaches people how to use the fast-acting overdose reversal drug. He's here with librarians from around Salt Lake County.
Pretty easy to do. Do you want to try that?
Sure.
Okay.
Trainings like this are pretty common. The nonprofit holds them at universities, addiction recovery centers, and hospitals. But today is a recent development. That's because Salt Lake County is likely the first library system in the country to stock and give out naloxone kits.
Libraries are strategically placed around the county. It's a very comfortable environment for people to seek access for this.
It's obviously a new role for librarians. Krista Warren is at the training. She's the manager at the nearby Riverton Library.
We have tax forms, we have ebooks, we have books and audio things. We have great things to entertain our kids and programs, but this is kind of something that can help someone save their lives.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, around 115 people die from an opioid overdose every day in the U.S. Naloxone, also known as Narcan, has been around since the 70s. It used to be a prescription-only drug, but as the nation grapples with the devastating opioid epidemic, many states have adopted laws to make it more accessible. And it's not only the public health community that's endorsing it.
It's literally just a miracle drug.
That's Brian Besser with the Drug Enforcement Administration in Utah.
From a public safety perspective, especially from a DEA perspective, we want to see Narcan and Naloxone get into the hands of as many people as possible, whether it's private homes, educational institutions, faith-based institutions. We want to see that because if it saves lives, it saves lives. It's just that simple.
There's no doubt that naloxone saves lives. But could increasing access to the drug create a false safety net? That's what Anita Mukherjee worries about. She's an economist at the University of Wisconsin.
There's no area in the U.S. where we see a statistically significant reduction in mortality because of naloxone access.
Mukherjee recently co-authored a paper on what she calls the unintended consequences of increased access to naloxone. Her state-by-state analysis showed no reduction in overdose deaths. In fact, in the Midwest, there was a slight increase. So why does she think that is?
People might take more risks because you've basically now reduced the risk of death from overdose.
Mukherjee emphasizes that naloxone is an important life-saving drug, but she cautions that the overall effects on death rates are negligible if people don't get treatment for their addiction. Her research has gotten a lot of pushback from the public health community. Jennifer Plum is a pediatrician and the co-founder of Utah Naloxone. She disagrees with Mukherjee's conclusions and with the quality of the study.
You better have a pretty rigorous methodology and pretty good measures put into place if you're going to start to make judgments like, boy, this is either a net zero or possibly even making it worse.
For example, Plum criticized the researchers' use of Google search data to assess increased interest and awareness of naloxone. Plum adds naloxone access programs are preventing overdose deaths, sometimes the same drug user multiple times. And she says with a disease as complex as opioid addiction, that's important if they're ever going to get into recovery.
Nothing's perfect in this realm, right? And of course, the naloxone's not perfect either, except it is, if you can get it to somebody in time, it's perfect at making sure somebody's not dead.
Utah Naloxone and Intermountain Healthcare donated the 400 kits, which are now at 18 libraries in Salt Lake County. According to staff, so far around 50 kits have been picked up. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Eric Newman.